Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring.
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop here on Whiskey Week. Featuring yours truly, Mr. Worldwide of Whiskey and Craft Beer himself. You can cut. People are just like, click.
Man, I like this show, man. Man, he's dropped that Mr. Worldwide shit. Nah, I can't listen to the motherfucker anymore.
Yeah, fuck that name. Man. That is not my name.
I
am the godfather of whiskey, okay? I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Mr. Worldwide. That's some Daddy Yankee shit. Or is it Pitbull?
Pitbull. That's Pitbull.
Oh, okay, so I got both of them mixed up.
Yeah, they're like both terrible. Yeah.
But shit, don't tell Miami that.
Hey. One's reggaeton and one, I don't know what the fuck Pitbull does.
He's I don't forms with Lil Jon. That's what he does.
I guess it's called rap, maybe. But he's in that same realm as Flo Rida. I guess you call that rap. I don't know.
That brother's name is Flo Rida.
Flo Rida.
He's like that prime example of everybody want to be a black dude but don't want to be a black dude. Like, that's him.
Artificial.
Man, I see him so much now. He's got like this bronze tan and he look like he could pass for Puerto Rican. He wants to be Spanish so bad now. It's not even funny. Whatever shit. He's like, I know my audience. Like, oh, man. The reggaeton people love me or whatever and stuff. They don't love you. They just love that they can shake their ass.
They like your production.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, I think he performed for WrestleMania one time, whatever. Yeah, I think it was that time we was at that bar and we saw The Rock on screen, and we was just
it was in Miami that year, right?
We was in Huntington Beach.
Yeah,
and I think that was the night I told you I ain't never going back to that Panama Joe's again. And then we looked at the TV and was like, "Oh, look at The Rock! He's on TV, right. Or whatever. He's got a belt and everything." I was like, "Oh, he's wrestling again." And then we saw Mr. What's he called? Mr. Rida himself.
Yeah, Flo Rida.
Flo Rida.
Flo Rida.
Flo Rida.
Get it? He's from Florida. Flo Rida.
Jesus Christ! Oh, god damn! It's even worse when you'd explain it that way. I've heard maybe two songs from him. He did that one with Neo. And I was like, oh, Neo's killing it on this track. That's good, good. And then he started rapping. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know what the fuck he just said.
Yeah, he jacked that one song from Avicii. That good feeling.
When you rob him from Avicii, then damn. I like Avicii. Avicii's cool in some aspects or another. But damn.
Yes.
That's like a low bar. It's like, if I'm going to rob somebody, they music.
Yeah.
I'm looking at like the Daft Punks of the world, you know, the Stevie Wonders and all
exactly.
That. Why the fuck would I steal from Avicii? Avicii? Jesus. Damn. You might as well go to that dude from Linkin Park again and get to see him. I love when a motherfucker dies. They shit just becomes.
I know, right?
Hey, man, that's just classic, man.
Hey, what? Man, Numb was my shit.
I know it wasn't. Only time Numb was good is when they played with Dragon Ball Z videos or whatever shit. That's about it. Okay.
Pop so hard.
I remember when I first signed up on Spill. People used to clown Linkin Park like a motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
I was like,
no, sick ass rap motherfucker. This shit.
Yeah, nobody was listening to this shit, too.
Metal rap. Whatever the fuck you call it.
Hey, started alternative.
That's what they called it.
It's like, yeah, then he passed. With, man, you lost an inspirational artist right there. Who was he inspirational to? It's like that same thing like with like boy bands like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and shit like that or whatever. It's like, you know good and goddamn well nobody gave a fuck about these dudes before or whatever. Now every time Justin shows
nostalgia.
Up, man, where's that? Where's the rest? He didn't bring NSYNC out of the Super Bowl?
Really?
He didn't do NSYNC or whatever and stuff? Come on. I remember I had a buddy in school one time. He said his girl, she always played Backstreet Boys and it was her turn to pick the music when we did art and stuff like that. Buddy just threw up. He said, I can't take this music. Straight up just threw up. Like, we just looked at him like, damn, what's wrong? He just like, and he literally said out loud, he got in trouble. I can't take this shit. He said, if I have to hear bye, bye, bye one more time. That's why I remember what was that movie? This is the End, was it?
Yeah, when Backstreet
Boys. Okay,
and
they showed up, and I was pretty much like that SpongeBob me. All right, I'm out. And I remember like everybody was looking at me like, what's your problem? Whatever. I was like, they killed it in there. I was like, What? Yeah. People was like, oh, man. Even Z's corny. Yeah, well, I'm not shocked by that, whatever. He's just like, I found it great, man. I thought that was a good time. Well, I don't understand why you didn't get a good laugh on that. I was like, why would I get a good laugh at him performing? This movie was great. And then they showed up.
Fuck that up.
It's just like, I don't know how to feel anymore. And people was like clapping. I was like, yeah, Backstreet Boys. It's like, for real?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know, if it had been like Belle Biv DeVoe or something like that, I'd be like, I understand this now. Yeah. Poison. How could you not? That's still a classic.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking hear, okay, I don't even know that they sound. I'm
trying to think of something. That's insane.
Yeah, I was gonna, that's why I said it the first time. That's the only thing I know. I tried to think of something. I was just like,
shit, man, I really don't know it. I'm trying to think. Damn, I really don't. Shit.
All right, man. What?
That explains everything.
Yeah, that's why we stick with synth. Anyway, though, here, people, we're here on Whiskey Week with the Last Drop podcast right now. And we've already introduced ourselves, got that little back hole here. We're here to talk about the Nika.
What you call me?
Hey, I just called you a Nika.
Hey.
I just called you a Nika. Whoa, calm down. Man. Calm down, man. Hey. 2 K's instead of G's, brother. Not 3 K's. Okay. Can you imagine if that shit would have been 3 K? Holy shit.
Hey, wait a minute.
I'd have been like, I don't know how to feel.
Yeah, this tastes good, but I kind of feel guilty drinking this shit.
It'd be funny, like a clan just said, I pissed in them all. I was like, you got some really good piss.
These look like normal in the day when you turn like a black light on. It's like a silhouette of a KKK.
It's like a member berry.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? That
he starts saying these bottles. Start calling you racial terms and shit randomly at night. What the fuck?
Drinking, he having a sip, and I'm like, nigger. What?
What? Come. What? Hey.
Hey,
wait a minute.
Walk a booger. What's going on here? Start listening to your neighbors. Hey, what you call me? The bottle starts saying, down here. Cody, you ain't gonna believe this shit. The bottle is fucking talking to me. Cody be like, you need to put that bottle down, okay? You clearly mad too much. Much. I think I'd probably give up drinking if that happened, because I'd be like, if the bottle start talking to me, we got a problem now.
It's like, fucking bad. It's pretty, fucking alcohol start talking to you.
We got a real
that's fucking
that's
a new level of fucked up.
Yeah. So, like, if the KKK is trying to kill me by making me drink their alcohol, they got that backwards. I'll stop drinking if that happened or whatever, because I'd be like, I don't need bottles fucking talking to me or whatever, okay? That's just weird now. Subliminal messages. That'd be fucking hilarious, whatever. Bottles start getting a little car and start driving and shit. Death to all the black ones, whatever. Yeah. Bottles start wearing white masks.
Start carrying on torches and shit. What's going on here?
I see some people decorating like for Halloween and stuff like that, which, by the way, I think is the biggest waste of your fucking time in your life. But what the fuck is wrong with
I used to love Halloween.
But same here.
Now, I was just like,
who gives a shit?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, wear all this shit, buy this fucking expensive ass costume for one fucking night.
Thank you.
Fuck that.
Yeah. And I like dressing up too, whatever, but nah, fuck all
that. Yeah, I don't do that shit.
Really, yeah, it's
I used to put effort in that shit. Nah, I just go with me.
Yeah. I just show up now as family.
Yeah, I'm me, motherfucker. Yeah,
I do love that one South Park episode where it was an old one, like probably in that first season, where they dressed up in Cartman.
Oh, yeah, I just
made him as a ghost. He's like, I want to be a scary ghost. And he came out as a clown. That's the funniest shit I've ever seen.
I remember that shit.
And then Chef said, boy, what the hell are you wearing? He's like, I'm a scary ghost, man. He's just like, he said, I'm gonna whoop your ass. I think Chef ran away and he was just like, well, Chef must be really afraid of ghosts. Who cut it that for him again? Was it the principal? The teacher, the blonde. She wasn't principal. Yeah, she had that blonde punk. Yeah. And she's like, we're going to make you a nice scary goat because the motherfucker dressed as Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, it's Hitler. That's right.
Yeah. Shows up talking about my costume cool. My mother made it for me. Whatever. Motherfucker shows up and Kyle's looking at him going like, he's like, it's my Adolf Hitler costume in this coat. Zeke, hi. Was like, no, it's not cool. Oh, good old South Park. Pushing those boundaries right there. Oh, that motherfucker. Remember they went to that Klan house? Okay. And then they gave Cartman candy. Just looked at him and was like, they threw him some candy. He was like, one snickerdoodle, you cheap bastard. I had that on VHS.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a whole that fucking episode. Shit. I used to play that shit back so much, whatever, because I think that was when Wendy became a zombie and they had to like kill the original zombie to for it all to go away. Stan started throwing up in her out back and just throwing up days, right, whatever and shit. Which is funny because that one season where she wrote that letter to Stan that she wanted to break up with him, and the whole school was like on fire, and he just stood there and they had that Game of Thrones music playing. I was like, that's such a brilliant fucking ending. But you know what? We're not here to talk about, what were we talking about again? Something about these bottles calling us the N-word, yes, or something like that. Ah, okay. Yeah, yeah. What, you think the Klan got their own whiskey?
They very well.
Klan rally beer. Jesus. You know how easy it is to put your design on a bottle of beer now. So I can only imagine. Be like, pull out that N-word stained beer now, brothers. We're going to talk here and share some good minority stories. Like we did in Harold and Kumar. Yes. I still today, that joke, that line he made. What the new? I don't give a fuck what critics say. That movie had me laughing.
That shit was hilarious.
That shit was funny as hell. Whatever. Come on, Neil Patrick Harris sells it alone. Whatever. I mean, that motherfucker had me believing this. I was like, shit, was that really a unicorn? I was rewinding that shit back slow motion. I was like, he's just high as shit. All right. And he plays a great fucking weed man. I'd like to party with Neil Patrick Harris. Oh, fuck yeah. I don't know what we would end up in.
Yeah, you'd probably be dead, but it'd be fun, though.
He'd live.
That's true.
That was a hardcore-ass stinger at the end. Remember, credits go out, people. You didn't think he's dead. He wakes up and his first time, oh, fuck. I was like, yes! Neil is alive! Yes. He is alive! Yes! He's in a whorehouse. Gonna give him a dick wet. This is why, people, you should pick up strangers. You never know who it might be, whatever and stuff. You go to a whorehouse with Neil Patrick Harris? Yeah. That sounds awesome.
Fuck.
I mean, him branding chicks, I don't know about that part. Like, NPH
local. Everything else is cool, though, but branding women, I don't know about that. A little extreme right there. Like the fucking beat or something.
The fuck did he have an NPH brand in our...
He actually brought that shit. That shit...
My ears is loud scream. Oh, I'm like, what's wrong? I'm like, that's fucking prick branding my ass. Yo, stop it. Motherfucking pants halfway down. She's like, I told you about this, Neil. Bring it. It's like, wow. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Oh, shit.
We're here to talk about the Nika. We're here to drink some Nika. We're not just going to talk about it. We're going to drink it.
We'll drink it.
Yeah. You know what? Let's do something new here. Do something new on one of these drinking podcasts. All these drinking podcasts, if there is any. I don't think there is, to be
honest.
There's
none, just this.
Yeah, just this one. They're all the same. All they do is drink and talk and have a good time. Whatever. You know, we're the best at doing that. Let's just talk about it. Let's not drink it. Novel idea, right, Cody?
Yeah.
To send no fucking body sure. in this goddamn podcast. Yes. You must be out your fucking mind.
Just talk about the alcohol.
Yeah. You know what? Rest of the month, no more drinking.
No more drinking. This is read labels.
Read labels.
Yes.
And then
go on the internet. Look up facts and shit.
And then like make weird comments that have nothing to do with what we're talking about. And then come back and be like, ha, 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 how did we come to this?
Yeah. Aren't we just crazy?
Yeah, we're so insane. Yeah. My God. Tune in next week to Santa Maria. I don't know. Sabado Gigante. There you go. Yeah. So let's do that.
All right. Yeah, man.
All right, you know what? I don't want to do that. That sounds boring as
fuck
shit.
That.
Yeah, so we're going to open up the official Last Drop podcast whiskey right here.
That's
which is
right.
called the Nika Coffee Grain or whatever.
Grain.
Yeah, don't think we forgot about that now. Yeah, you mixed that with this, what was that, an Imperial?
That was the, was that the Bourbon County that day? No, it was not Bourbon County. That was old Rasputin, right? That day?
I thought it was an Imperial.
But that was Imperial style.
It was Imperial style? Okay.
I think it was a Rasputin then. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember that day. Cause what else did we? That was a mix and match week.
That
was the first week.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a long time ago. Then
that was many moons ago.
Back in our early heydays. You know,
my early days.
Yeah. 7 years ago.
Yes.
So we're gonna open up the official Nika Coffee Grain Whiskey. I didn't put a bunch out right here. I got the Nika Takadasura Pure Mar. I got the from the barrel, and I got the Coffee Grain Whiskey right here. Thought I would keep it at three. I don't know. Who knows?
You know. We'll be spontaneous if we need
to. I mean, you know, I was like, I feel like the more I pull out whatever, the longer that just goes. And I figured we could just knock these three out. Like, no problem. Why not? Yeah, no, I want a one-ouncer.
Pony.
My pony. Let's do it. Let's try to blend Karen Glass. My.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome, sir. That almost was an accident right there. Mm. All right, just waiting to happen. All right. Usually most people like the coffee single malt version of this, mm-hmm. but I'm a bigger fan of the coffee grain. I don't know why. It's just something.
This one's a little oiliness going on.
Oh, yeah.
You see that film right there?
Yeah, yeah. I see film all the time. Yeah. Definitely. Okay. Definitely oily as hell. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All them corn notes up in there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I like about this one, even though the single malt one is still freaking good too. There, I just like the smooth easiness of it. You know, it's not nothing big. It's nothing too weak.
I love those spice notes on it though.
It's very subtle.
Nice. Very nice.
It's very nice. This is a perfect chilling drink right here. You know, you just chill, open this bad boy up, whatever. Plus, the price of it is not that bad. It did get discontinued, but, you know, hey, to each his own. I mean, we're still looking
at... Probably still find your local Benihana's.
Yeah, we're looking at like a $60 bottle, $60 to $70 per se, if you depending on where you go. But $60 to $70, it's a nice bottle. It's got a great design. You damn sure ain't going to find any Suntory bottles, so you might as well go with the next best distillery, which is Nika in Japan, which is probably the only distillery ever to come out and actually rival another distillery. Mm-hmm. Like, other than Kentucky, which has all the fucking distilleries, like, oh, Buffalo Trace, they can rival, you know, whatever distillery you want to say that rivals it. Four Roses, per se, if you want to. Multiple distilleries to be rivaled. Japan, Suntory's been dominating for so long over there. And then you bring out the Nika one, which the Nika one is the longest, oldest distillery in Japan. I think it was 1923.
Okay.
I could be wrong on that. I know I'm probably wrong on that, but sure, why not?
We'll roll with that for now.
Yeah, we'll just go with that for now. We're not here for facts.
No.
Yeah.
we're
here for assumptions. Yeah.
Oh my God. I just hit puberty. Oh. Cody, this will grow some hair on your chest, my friend. Oh, drink it all, my friend.
But yeah, that's what I love most about it. It's just, it's subtle, it's nice. I feel like if somebody was grilling outside right now, I could just be sitting alone, just watching them, drinking this, whatever.
Yeah, because you don't even cook yourself.
I'm not doing that. Too much work. Yeah, that's work.
You gotta watch
that shit, too. It's just like, no, I'll just watch inspirational videos from actors and rappers and shit, or whatever, and drink this, and watch Will Smith travel to exotic locations, and talk about how I can get my life together if I just do what he does. Yes.
Commit. JB, commit.
Yeah.
Put your mind to it. You could accomplish anything you want.
You know, read books like Nick Cannon and learn about some bullshit-ass religion that, like, makes me wear a fucking retarded turban as well, too.
Saturn without gravity and shit. Yeah. Terrence Howard. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so just do that. Yeah. Oh, my God. I said the R word. We're getting canceled. Jesus Christ. What's going to become of us?
Oh, shit.
They're going to come after us now. Anyway, though, they haven't came after us now. Well, they kind of... They said feminist leaders after us and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, after me at least.
Yeah. You're sexist.
I hate my ass for some
reason. You're sexist.
I don't know what I did. All right.
One little step. God. Dirt. Cody, I don't care, Dirt. What you did 6 years ago. I'm going to find that audio and I'm going to ruin you. Okay. I'm going to ruin the shit out of you, Cody. You spell your name with a K. That's just wrong. I'm going to go after your parents for doing that. What kind of black thing is that? Coming after you, man. Mm. You get some grapefruits.
Grapefruit?
Yeah.
No, I don't get any grapefruit. No.
Yeah. Get some fruits in there. Definitely.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm getting grapefruit.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I'm not getting any. It's weird. My better nose than I do right now.
I don't know what it is. My nose is like really cleared up.
I'm just getting most of the spice notes.
Super cleared up right now. That's why I'm loving sniffing the shit out of this right now.
And the alcohol notes, but I don't really get any fruit.
Man, my nose has been the best it's ever been this whole week. I don't know why. Must have been all the drugs.
yeah, I'll clear your system out.
Cigars.
Yes.
All the cigars in the area of Santa Monica.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's where you go.
Where that shit flows.
Yeah, exactly where it flows. Yeah. All the stuff over there, yeah.
Yep.
You see that, the stripper's booty sweats.
Yeah.
Yeah, whichever worked or whatever.
I hear some shit out too.
Yeah. God, my nose is really fun. Like, I can feel it hit the nose all the way down, man.
I wish I could smell these grapefruits and shit.
I feel like every time we do a whiskey week now, one of us has a nose problem.
But I always primarily have a nose problem. So.
Well, this is the first time I've heard you before we started. I heard you sniffling. I've heard you sniffle before, but this is the most
I'm a little stuffed up.
This is the most I've heard you sniffle. So I was like, about time he got his. Because, you know, I'm petty like that.
Yeah, you are.
I want you to have yours, motherfucker.
Hey, my time will pay. Time will come again someday. No,
shut up. Shut your mouth. So, you know, we're going to do this crazy concept here, Cody.
We're going to taste this shit? Is that what you're going with right now?
Dude, you're thinking what I'm thinking.
We're going to taste whiskey on a whiskey podcast? Get the fuck out of here.
You're thinking what I'm thinking in right now, right? You want to do it? Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, we're doing this? Oh shit. We're crazy. Okay. Spontaneous.
Drinking whiskey on a whiskey podcast. Crazy.
What a crazy concept. Oh my God. This is much better than just talking about it.
I know. This shit is delicious.
What have we been doing for 20 something episodes, man? We should just been drinking these things.
Fuck. Fucking up.
Glad we learned it now.
I know, right?
It only took about 7 months. Yeah. Oof, man. Oh. God, it's just so easy, you know?
Yeah, man.
It's just smooth. Everything about it is just, you know. I can tell you this right now. If you're like,
man, I love the chocolate cocoa thing going on in there.
Got that corn in there as well, too. Stealing from the Kentucky bourbon right there. If you're like a bourbon guy or a scotch guy or something like that, I don't see how you could pour some of this or whatever and like frown up on this.
And I love the burn in the back of your throat, too.
It's so subtle and smooth.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's calming.
Is that like
it's almost
perfect...
almost therapeutic.
It's almost a perfect pour.
Just about.
Wow. You know what we should start doing is trying to find some negatives about this. It's a really hard thing to do. Yeah. Why are these guys so goddamn positive of everything they drink or whatever? Oh, it's not the greatest or whatever. I'm not saying it's the greatest. It's just,
it's as if you pick the best of the best to drink. Crazy.
God, it's like, you know.
Weird.
I want to say something bad about it because the petty in me just won't let this slide. But, you know, it's like, what would you say?
That label's too dull.
That label's pink.
It should be brighter.
That's gay.
I don't like that salmon color.
I don't like salmon pink. That's weird. I don't like salmon. Okay, I don't give a fuck if I had it for dinner. I just made a new decision. I hate it now. Okay,
fuck
it,
salmon.
It only tasted good last night. It's gonna taste terrible going forward now. Fuck a salmon. Whatever. Yeah.
Fuck a salmon.
Yeah. The fuck a salmon ever did for me? Shit. Okay. What has he done for me? Somebody told me you should listen to this podcast. Whatever. I said, that motherfucker, listen to me.
And you don't even go well when somebody said, man, you should listen to this podcast. That never goes well.
Yeah, that's all right. No,
I don't like your recommendations.
No,
that shit.
I always promote something, whatever, but I never tell people to listen to it.
Exactly.
Like,
good ones, I usually find on my own.
Thank you. Yeah, because you know what you're looking for, or whatever. I'm not gonna tell somebody.
I'm like,
especially when you go forward, or whatever, and you realize that shit sucks, whatever. Especially when you have like people like Makuga hosting your shit or something like that, whatever. Man, you really probably gonna suck after that, but that's just saying something. But
collider.
you should totally listen to this podcast. Where my only comments now is that is like, do they listen to me? I don't know if they know about you. Well, fuck them, man.
You recommend my podcast?
Yeah. Do that then.
Yeah,
huh? No. Oh, well, fuck them, man. Why would I give them a number? Why would I do that? Speaking of collider or whatever, since you told me some news there.
Yeah.
Man, if that's really happening, then you know I heard him make a comment saying, you know, he's always looking for, because he started this entertainment network.
Yeah, Smowdown Entertainment.
You know, I heard him make this silly ass comment, whatever, and I'm talking to you, Dane Cook. I mean, Harloff.
Same person.
Yeah, whatever. One of them's not funny. That's all I know. I'll let you guys choose that. You know, I don't even have to let you guys. You might stay stupid and be like, oh, it's definitely the Harloff. No, it's fucking Cook. That dude sucks.
Yeah.
Ass to a straw.
Pretty bad.
It's pretty terrible, actually.
Pretty bad.
I heard him make a silly ass comment one day saying, you know, I'm always looking for new talent to put in Smowdown and stuff. Because, you know, personalities out there.
Oh, like, personality.
Hit this bitch. I was like, he's just trolling now. I was like, he's really trolling us, huh?
Fucking just like lame duck motherfuckers he got on that show right now.
I mean, There's like two
basic
people,
ass motherfuckers.
There's two people in there show. That their job is they react, and they don't even live in the state.
Nope.
You know how insulting that is to the people that actually live in the area?
They show dedication because they react to every fucking show.
In positive ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nothing bad to say.
I got to tell you, me and Cody, we talk positive about a lot of things, but we're very fair because we're real. We're not these fake people that put these
kiss
little...
kiss ass.
We will make comments. We don't like something. We'll tell you we don't like it. And half the time, we don't even agree with each other when we like or dislike or like or whatever and stuff. Yeah, we just gave it a nose note or whatever and stuff. We need to have the same similarities or whatever. Yeah. But what does that make? That makes you people.
Yes.
It's all about our human beings.
Yes. That makes you not boring.
If someone criticized us or whatever and you know, did positive and negatives, I'd be like, that's fine.
That's cool. As long as it's constructive.
I'm keep doing
being a dick, just be a dick.
I'm keep doing what the fuck I want to do. But whatever. But so, you know, I mean, maybe that might be a problem. But, you know, I was like, so.
What I'm trying to say is, Chris, get us on the fucking show already.
Yeah, that's basically what we're trying to do.
Let's cut the bullshit down.
No more bullshit.
Yeah. Let's cut the foreplay.
Fuck your whole thing. It's like, yeah, I'm not figuring
you
no more.
You start this new shit, bring us on.
Yeah. Cut the foreplay. I'm not fingering you anymore. Okay? All right, I'm tired. My fingers hurt. Okay, and what is this green shit on my finger now? What is that? What is that?
Whatever you do, don't team up with Cam. I mean, the business C. Don't do that.
You know, I offered as a challenge or whatever to go for titles and big guys or whatever stuff like that. But now, you know, fuck that. I feel like we should play these guys first. What's the team called? Late to the Party.
Fuck the party, huh?
Let's play them. I want to play them first. Whatever. And loser leave town match. Yeah, don't come back. Don't come back.
Arizona.
Thank you. That's why it's insulting.
Arizona? So,
it's not even a real state.
Come on.
It's a communist part of the world and shit like that. Arizona makes Mississippi look bad.
Damn.
Jesus. Mississippi was bad on its own, okay? That's how bad Arizona is. Arizona's a piece of shit. When you talk about shitholes, whatever, you know, you got the crappy-ass president over there talking about like, all these shithole countries. Guess what? There's some states in this country that's peace.
Yeah.
And Arizona's at the tippy top of that shit, okay? True. They make one. When you see a lynching in like Louisiana or something like that, Arizona's so bad that the Klan in Louisiana look at Arizona and go like, I guess we're not really that bad, huh? Yeah. Because the Klan in Arizona got government officials on their side.
Yeah.
Banning multicultural. How the fuck do you ban multicultural learning?
Wow.
Yeah, so I'd like to play them first in loser leave town match, whatever. They can't come back.
Okay? Keep your ass in Arizona.
Keep your ass in Arizona. Yeah. React to this, bitch. Shit, okay? I got a reaction for you. Goodbye. We just beat you. I know what somebody's saying. Oh, what an asshole comment to make. No. And this will be our comment. Mm-hmm. That's just the heel in us.
Yeah. So we're just playing just our roles.
Playing our roles.
Roles, yes.
Roles.
Roles.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, roles. Very, very roles. It's not like we'll be singing, na, na, na. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you. Not at all.
Oh.
And you could just call it an exhibition match. I don't want that to be like on our record saying like we beat them, because that's not really nothing.
It's not really a win.
Proud of or whatever. I'd just be like,
just practice.
Yeah. Just put Untitled.
There you go.
Yeah. Team Last Drop versus Untitled.
Yes.
I don't even want to hear their name anymore. We didn't beat
Scrubs.
Them. Yeah. Arizona. Yeah. I like to beat the whole state of Arizona. Yeah, so put that in
there. There you go. Yeah. Last time was Arizona.
Yeah, we beat them. Right. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. So, since you're always looking for this new talent, because you got some shitty talent on there now. Some don't even live in the state area, but... So why don't you just go ahead and give us a call?
Yeah, hurry up, man. Let's go.
Yeah. Because we're starting to lose
interest. You know where to find us.
Yeah, right down the street.
Yeah.
Right, literally.
Right down the
street. Right down the city hall from you or whatever. Yeah. So, you know, now that I found out this news that, you know, Mr. Harloff here is leaving and stuff like that, he's probably going to be looking for more talent, you know, just saying we're here.
Hey, we're out here.
One knock away.
We're out here. As kids say.
You know, one knock. Well, I mean, granted, we're probably going to have, like, some requests since you made us wait this long. You know.
Oh, yeah, goddamn right.
Yeah, like, you know, win our first match, we get a title match right away, you know. We won a live show.
Title match?
Yeah, L.A.
Yeah, a fully cut promo.
Yeah. I want more camera time, that's definitely for sure. Yes. We get to take the belts with us,
too. Take the belts. I want contract incentives.
Yeah. I want it written down as well, too. We're allowed to drink on set.
Yes.
Whatever we want.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have to participate in your little games or anything like that or whatever, you know. We'll do your little interviews with that guy that does little recap interviews and stuff. We'll do that, but on our time when we want to.
Exactly.
Yeah, not when he wants to. And be like, oh, I got these guys booked before you. We'll be like, well, we want it now. Cancel them and put them back where or whatever.
There you
go. We got that or whatever. It's pretty much like RMB there or whatever. He was running for a month or whatever. We'd like to do that too, actually.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As champions, we'd like to run that or whatever. Yeah. And, we'd like to have a live show on our birthday every year.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's two live shows for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Not too much to ask for, right?
No, no. And we want them in LA and Miami.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We want them in.
We'll switch it up every year.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll switch it up.
We might want China. You never know.
Yeah, China. Yeah.
Book us our flights bad. Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah, because we have fans internationally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Australia and UK is looking pretty good right about now. There you go. So, you know, actually, I think. The UK is beating the United States right now, so we'd like to play in London as well.
Oh yeah,
and we want a 5-point starter as well over everybody else.
Fair,
not that we need it, but you know, fair. I just figured he'd be fine, you know, because since everybody's such a legend in the fucking game, whatever stuff, and we're just like, you know,
run that turned as loosely as fuck, huh?
Yeah,
might be a fucking legend nowadays.
Oh yeah, yeah. Especially when they like retire and just like, oh, they're so great. It's like, what did they do? They never even won a world title.
Retired like after one fucking year.
Yeah, yeah. What a pussy move, Levine. Yeah. Okay.
Biggest bitch in the world. Nope, I have nothing more to cut. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. There's a lot of people.
Belt.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna say keep that belt for you. A lot, dude. What are you talking about?
Fuck out of here, man.
You're giving up both belts. Yeah. Like, are you crazy? Man.
The fuck up, bitch. All that hard work to get that shit. It's like, oh, that's it.
Fuck that. I ain't giving up shit.
Dumbest fucking decision ever.
I ain't giving shit. And if I do give it up like that, I'm keeping it.
Yeah, keep it up. I'm like, another champion.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll come back when I want to come back.
Tie that belt.
What a great beginner's pour.
Yes.
I would even say, if you dive into Japanese whiskey, this would be the first drink you have.
Yeah. This would be a good, drink to get your toes wet.
Yeah, I think this would be a good little introductory. This kind of is like an introductory to Nika, to be honest, whatever. Because none of these are all Nas bottles. People like Nas made these, whatever. Lil Nas X made these.
Nostradamus?
Man.
Lil Nas X.
Talking about the cowboy. ain't talking about it. I'm talking about the cowboy, baby, shoe. You know, dude, leather and all that. Transitioning
that
over.
Old town rule, man.
They're just slowly killing hip-hop. Just ain't not even slowly. Ain't not even slowly killing. They're just like stabbing that money. Somebody's going like, it's already dead, please. I mean, that genre is so dead it looks like Pigpen by now. Yeah. And stuff. It's just floating around with dust clouds and particles and stuff like that. I mean, that's just how it is. So, yeah, when I use the term Nas on here or whatever, it means non-age statements. And these are non-age statement bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing here. Plus, I don't think I even have any Nika aged bottles. I think I have a 17-year-old, but like a little left. I don't have a 21 because that shit's too much.
That's like a $500 bottle.
Sheesh. Yeah, and I just don't see my broke ass ever getting that. So, yes. 17 is cut off right there. Let's just keep it right there.
Right
there. Let's just stop it right there. Let's talk about our jackass in charge real quick.
Agent Orange.
Agent punk ass right there. So, you know, I kind of just given up with the whole talking about Trump presidency thing, whatever and stuff, because, you know, the guy's kind of a jackass, but we already thought that. But now the motherfucker making things personal. You know, he's coming after me now.
Yeah, direct attack.
Like, directly. like it's almost like he sat at home and said, man, I got nobody to fuck with no more.
Yep.
I done fucked with every community I possibly can. Healthcare, gays, lesbians, I guess it runs in the same category, if you will.
Minorities,
whatever. People that don't even live in this country. You know, objects.
Yep.
people that used to be president. Mm-hmm. People that ran against me or whatever and stuff. Crippled people.
Yep.
Am I missing people? Women. news stations. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm pretty much winning against everyone. Who can I fuck with now that has big communities now? I've made this comment so many times already. I don't drink. Let me pick on the drinking community. Ah, the whiskey community. Yes, I'm gonna pick on them. Fuck the Irish and fuck Irish and Scotland or whatever. So yeah, fuck their whiskey. I'm gonna put tariffs on them and charge 25% more on Irish whiskey and Scottish whiskey. Yep. 25% tariffs. He also did it on France, too, with wine and cheese and stuff like that or whatever. The motherfucker's attacking cheese, Cody.
Yeah.
Cheese. Are you that fucking bored? Seriously.
Well, he's ruthless.
Cheese. Jesus Christ. Let me just hand over my petty title to you real quick. Whatever. Fucking cheese. I don't even eat cheese. I'm lactose. Yeah. And I ain't even got no beef or cheese, okay? But this motherfucker is like, I eat cheese, but it's not the best cheese from France. So put a tariff on them. October 18th is when these tariffs kicks in.
Ain't that a bitch?
We have to impeach this motherfucker before the 18th. Because you know, once the 18th pass and them tariffs get approved, let's just say he gets impeached, whatever, gone, whatever. You know them tariffs on the alcohol is going to be like the last thing on their list that people are going to be talking about, we should fix that. Mm-hmm. That's going to be like laughing. They're gonna be like, that's not that important, whatever, and stuff. And it's like, bitch, it is to me. Shit. I don't want to be spending on a $45, $50 Redbreast 12 bottle, $75, $80.
Fuck off.
$75, $80. This bottle was $45. Shit. Then they've already implemented some of these at stores, Cody.
Are you serious?
It's already started. Oh, it has already started. So we go to, I'm sure you've heard of K&L Winery, right?
Yes.
Go ahead and read that to me, Cody. What does that thing say?
2004, release delayed due to tariffs. Arbor 15-year-old Old Chieftain K&L exclusive single X bourbon barrel age.
Mm-hmm.
Elay single malt whiskey, 750 milliliter. $200.
Price has already gone up on it, and now
$100.
You have to add to a wishing list because they're not going to sell it to you right away.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. If people don't think, I heard some people in the drink community make some smart ass comments like, "Well, you better drink bourbon, bitch." Fuck you. Okay.
Suck my dick. Just stick to bourbon. How boring it with that fucking.
Suck my dick. Okay. We're talking about two huge conglomerates in the whiskey
community. Scotch
and Irish.
I love scotch. Fuck that shit.
Why would I just stick to two regions? Why would I do that? Why would I do that? You know how much good scotch and Irish whiskey out there?
My favorite whiskey besides Japanese.
Wow.
Scotch, yeah. It's up there with Japanese whiskey.
Could you imagine? Okay, this is even going more generic on it. New Jameson bottles just came out, whatever. You imagine, Jameson can get it for like 25, 20, not even that, actually. 22, 25, whatever. You imagine having to pay $40 for a bottle of Jameson now? You really want to pay $40 for a bottle of Jameson?
Like fucking 60 for like Four Roses, single barrel, some shit like that.
See, that's bourbon. I bet now if that shit got put on bourbon, people would be like, I got to pay what now?
Yeah.
For that small batch that's sitting right there, which is a $25 bottle right there. I've seen some places turn $29 now, whatever. Still $30 is fine, whatever. You imagine if that motherfucker was $60 now?
Oh, yeah. It'd be all kinds of hell being raised.
You'd be like, oh, hell no. Yeah. $60.
Nah.
This ain't no $60 bottle. I'm not paying that. So, all these motherfuckers are saying, oh, you better switch to bourbon or stick to American. Fuck you, okay?
Stick to American.
Fuck you. I love bourbon. Don't get me wrong. Bourbon's delicious. It's fantastic. We've had a lot of it on this show here in the last drop. But we've had a variety of everything on this show so far. We've had Taiwanese, Japanese.
Scotch.
Irish. Bourbon, Irish. You know, we've had it all now at this point, whatever, and stuff on this show. Mixed ones here. But for somebody in the whiskey community to say to drink the bourbon, I wanted to shoot his ass. I wish I had a sniper right there. Like, I'm Batman and BVS standing on top of a fucking podium. And I just shot his ass right there. Because that is the stupidest fucking comment you could make, whatever. This affects the whole community of whiskey right here.
Yeah.
This affects drinking, period. You know how much alcohol comes from them fucking countries? Okay.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you say some stupid ass shit like that or whatever? God damn, that pissed me off when that comment was made. I was like, okay, stick the bourbon. I hope you was fucking joking. I swear to God, I'd like to take my fucking hands and strangle the shit. I'd be like, you too close, man. You too close. Shit, I'm Dylon, bitch. Or whatever, you know? But yeah, so I don't want to be fucking drinking Boondocks for the rest of my fucking life.
No.
Stick to American. Yeah, that is American.
Yeah.
I don't want that shit.
Fuck that.
They got the audacity to make a Boondocks cash drink. Blow me.
Blow. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, that's some audacity for your ass right there.
That's a shitty shitty whiskey week. Not me right there.
Man. I think I did that on a first sip by myself, right, or whatever. You were out of town.
Oh,
and I was like, this shit tastes like rubber and corn. It's like, holy shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. This tastes like horrible. It's horrible. So, yeah, fuck you, Trump, and your punk-ass terrorists. So, if you're out there and you love your Scotch and your Irish, better start stocking up on it now, I guess. The price is about to go up. Sexton, man, $26. That shit's going to be like $50 now.
Wow.
That's ridiculous. Oh,
some old bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, the Duncan Taylors of the world. Mm. Oh, the best Scotch out there. Duncan Taylor himself. He's got to jack his prices up, which I gave Cody some. It's a $26 bottle.
Delicious.
I wouldn't mind paying $50 at that, but I know it's
$26. Yeah.
I don't want to pay $50. Once I get it for that price, I'm like, I want it at that price now. I don't want to pay $50 for it, but you love it so much. But I'm not a dick sucker.
Yeah.
Unless I need the money, which I might need it because I got to tell you, gas is pretty fucking high these days.
Stupid.
I filled up on my way back here.
$5, man.
Actually, I didn't even fill up, to be honest with her. That shit's, I put, normally on my tank back in the day, $23 filled my whole tank up.
Oh, many moons ago.
Yeah, yeah. Not even many moons ago. Even like 3 months ago. I can fill it up with $25, dude. Yeah. Not no more. I did that today. $25 went half a tank. I was like, holy shit. I said, what the fuck happened here? I said, my gas meter must be broke.
Nope.
Something's wrong here. Gas is so goddamn high that when I'm at a bar now, and if a chick approaches me and says, can I buy you a drink? Which will never fucking happen, by the way. That will never happen. They don't buy ugly people drinks. But if it did happen, I'd be like, save that drink. You might want to fill my tank up later or whatever, you know. I'm going to be fucking for gas soon.
Yeah.
Be like, how much I owe you? Oh, no. Just fill up my tank real quick.
Whatever. Corner, we'll fuck for gas.
Yeah, yeah. I'm already with a sign that will say, we'll fuck for gas. I think people are already saying that right now, whatever. Send about a quarter tank to a little lady down there real quick, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Tell her it's on me. Yeah. Gas is so goddamn high now. That rappers are going to be talking about it in their music videos now.
Probably.
They're going to be holding gas cans, whatever, talking about, like, you know, fuck a Ferrari and all that baby shit. Hey, they're going to be... It's like healthy food is so expensive. They're going to be holding a thing of kale and a gas can. They're going to be like, yo, about to make a smoothie with some gasoline, baby. And they're going to be like, oh, shit. He's balling, son. Look at that shit. That's balling out of control right there. That's a full fucking can of gas right there. And, yo, he got that kale at a farmer's market, too. Shit is fresh. That's $15 a bag, dude. Whatever. Dude's balling, man. So, yeah, that's how expensive gas is now. You're going to be making cocktail drinks with this motherfucker soon.
Yep.
Didn't we invade a country that have oil? How does that work? How does that work, Cody? Because I can tell you this right now. If someone invaded me for whiskey, I'm sure at their house, whiskey would be very cheap.
Yes.
It'd be very fucking cheap now. So how do we invade a country that has oil and yet our shit has never went down? At all.
It's a fucking mystery to me.
Hmm. Well, that's some bullshit right there. Let's go ahead and pour the next drink because I'm getting pissed now. That gas was high as shit, yeah, dude.
It's ridiculous.
I almost stuck my dick in the hole. I was going to fuck that thing, whatever, yeah. And be like, you know what? Because usually if I have to spend this much to fill up my tank, whatever, and stuff, you talking about you want like $40+ out of me to fill up a tank now, yeah. Just so I can go to a place I don't even want to fucking go to? Jesus, then I might as well get a nut off.
Might as well.
Yeah. So I shot a one right up in my tank real quick, whatever. My engine ain't been right since. It ain't been right since now. I don't even know how I'm going to fix that, neither. But whatever. So now we're going to move on to the Nika Takatasura Pure Malt. Pure Malt here. Pure
Malt.
And this is the one that has the age statements. There's a 17 and 21 bottle out of this one. I have the 17.
I see.
I do not have that 21. No. Would you like to buy the one?
No, I'm good, man.
Oh, okay. All right. You want to shake on it? You want to buy that?
Nah.
Okay. I'd love to get your commitment of buying that bottle. And I'd be like, oh, man, I'd be loving to have it.
Yeah, you got my commitment not buying that shit.
I'd love to get your, you know, approval of you buying it and bringing it here for us to drink.
No, yeah, if I was balling like that, sure, yeah, man, but no.
Dude.
Ain't balling on control like that.
Just go to the bar and be like, yo, who wants to buy some gas, you know? Who's looking to buy gas right here? I got gas cans for you, whatever, and it ain't really gas.
It's
just moonshine. Just moonshine and tree barks, you know? Because I think that's what gas is anyway. Just moonshine and tree barks. Now, this one's... I got to tell you, this is my favorite one.
That's your favorite?
Yeah, I got this. Your
favorite?
This is my favorite. Yeah, on radio. That was fucked up. And uncalled for, too, but... We crazy like that, man. We just
like the movie.
Yeah, unfortunately. So yeah, this is the pure malt Anika here, and I don't know, I just love this one so much. Whatever, I love the rich, smooth creaminess of it. That sounded gay. Creamy. That sounded gay. I'm sure there's a gay dude going like, oh, really now? I gotta tell you, what is it gonna take for gay dudes to stop hitting on me?
Oh, shit, you too?
Man, like, I this dude, he came around on the dance floor, he started doing this, trying to twirl me around, whatever stuff, and I was just like, yeah, dude, I'm just not into it, man. You know, it's like, nah. He was like, oh, is that your boyfriend over there? It's just like, what happened to just going out with your friends and just be like, that's just my homeboy.
That's, you know, that's it.
Not what is it not, about not me fucking. That screams, man, that guy's, I'm going to give it to him. He's gay. This is why women won't talk to me? It's like, is that what? Talk to me. Call me. Come on, Murphy. Oh, Jesus Christ. I love the smell of that one right there.
It smells, what is that?
Oh, that's me.
No, it's you. Oh.
Yeah, that's me. That's my new cologne.
I see.
Yeah, creamy for men. Jesus, that really
really going for a turn right
there. I think Cody just winked at me. Cody's like, don't you shut that goddamn.
That was more of a cringe than a wink.
Yeah. I saw the eyebrows move. Get all that honey.
Oh, whoa, what was that?
Yeah. Dude, we did not do any like real tastings on that first sip, but that's fine.
That's yeah.
Whatever. Who's getting our nose wet?
Damn, what is?
You notice it's like sherry plums.
Is that what that is?
Yeah,
that shit's aromatic.
Oh, that's what I love about it. I mean, first of all, plums. When you was a kid, who didn't like plums? I mean, plums were fucking sweet as hell. You get a plum, you bite in that motherfucker. We had a plum tree, devour that motherfucker, whatever. And then you got a sherry plum. Come on, we talk about one of the sweetest fruits you could throw into something right there, Cody.
Man, that smells fantastic.
Doesn't it just smell so heavenly, though?
Yes.
God.
Because before I was smelling, when I first took a dive in with the nose, it smelled kind of, I know it sounds weird, but thick. It smelled thick. Like it was something like a syrupy sort of thing going on. But now it's just, it's all I get is the plum, like bright. Yeah, fruit, yeah.
There's a lot of fruits that I remember. I remember when I first sipped this or whatever, they were talking about this like green apple in there. And I remember going,
okay.
Excuse me, what's the difference between green apple and red apple?
I can see that.
apple.
I can see the green apple.
Yeah, I can see that definitely too. Whatever. Like the first time I had it, I didn't see that at all. It's just like, whatever. I was being arrogant, I guess. But now, like, definitely. That plum and that apple just mix so well together. Yeah.
Oh. It just smells like a bouquet right here.
Oh, man. That just smells. Smells really. And what's on the, from what I remember on the taste, what I liked about it is I like that espresso taste to it.
Espresso?
Yeah, it has like an espresso chocolatey taste to it or whatever.
Wow, because you didn't get any of that on the nose.
No, that nose. The nose and taste are two completely different things from what I remember.
Okay.
But this bottle's been open for a while, so let's go ahead and cheers to
that. This one's less oily, too, than
that one's coffee. Coffee one is super oily or whatever. Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, you get that now?
Molasses.
Yeah. You get that roasted coffee grain on there. Or go roasted espresso on there. Like
toffee sort of.
Oh, definitely. All the Nikas usually have some toffees in there.
Yeah, okay.
Because the finish is definitely like that hints of toffee coffee.
Yeah. So you don't get any fruit in the flavor. None.
No.
Good. It's crazy.
Completely different, whatever. Yeah,
that's wild.
Completely different from the nose to the taste, whatever. I think with the coffee grain, what you get on the nose is what you taste. You know, you're getting pretty much more or less perfectly, whatever. Yeah, you're getting pretty much what you're hinting at there, whatever. There's nothing that's too secret about it on the nose, Garrett. But when you drink this, you don't taste any of the fruits at all. That's straight up on the nose right there. How do you do that?
That's good.
How do you do that? I don't know.
That's crazy, yeah.
I talked to a master distiller one day, and ask him about that, because that's just incredible how you can do something like that. I'd like to make my own whiskey. That ain't never going to happen, but it's never going to happen. It's not like the hardest fucking thing ever, to be honest. I have a buddy, though. Unfortunately, I shouldn't promote this, whatever, but, you know, I kind of want some of it now. He went to Canada. He's the same guy that's doing the whiskey in a can.
Okay.
Motherfucker's adventurous, apparently, whatever. He went to Canada, partnered up with a company out there, and he made his own whiskey out there as well, too. Not only is he doing whiskey in a can, but he made his own Wise Men whiskey. And it's a 3-year-old aged whiskey. And he designed the bottle and stuff like that. And they just had the launch party for last week or whatever, but it's only for Canadian purposes or whatever it may be, whatever. And I was like,
I see.
I was like, I want a bottle. Yeah. I want one now. I was like, I want to review it on the last drop.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, oh, I don't know about that part now. He didn't say that, but I'm sure that's what he's thinking because people, you know, they know we like harsh. Super harsh.
I see.
Yeah. Don't be scared.
Don't be too critical.
I will be.
You got to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
This is whiskey.
Why not go to the best drinking podcast of all time anyway? So
we're the most objective fucking podcast on the planet anyway.
Yeah, Harlow.
We'll be fair.
Oh, hold that second sip. Oh. Mmm. Oh. Man, I love just how it rolls off the back of your tongue or whatever and stuff. It's definitely not as oily as the first one or whatever, but that cream just rolls right off like it's fluid. Like it's hitting
That's a good point. It is. Yeah, it is. Creamier, for lack of a better term.
You like it creamy, right?
Whiskey, sure, yeah. Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Some good stuff. Yeah. You just pop that bad boy out on that tongue, whatever and stuff.
Out,
you just stick that tongue out. You just you take it all, whatever and stuff. You know,
very descriptive, sir.
Yeah.
Just paint a whole picture there. Huh?
Oh yes,
fucking Picasso with his words. I'm hearing.
Yes, yes, I am Picasso. Yes, that's why I'm writing Petty Wars, episode one, Attack of the Petty. Petty Wars is getting really far, I must say. By the way. Anybody want a spoiler? They want a quick spoiler of Petty Wars real quick?
Drop it.
They want to know how it opens up?
Where all the shows to be, so yeah. Throwback.
Anybody want to know how this book is working out or whatever? So, anybody remember in episode 3 when the greatest character of all time, whatever, even probably better than like every superhero you can think of, Batman or Palpatine, was telling that story to Anakin looking evil as fuck, and how you just didn't figure that out at all. I mean, dark background, this motherfucker sitting there, head slowly turning.
I'm like, fucking music.
I'm just like, dude, and he's talking about dark Sith Lords and shit, and it's like, he's clearly evil. As a non-Star Wars fan who don't know
him, he did it.
It's that guy right there. I don't even know why this is in question. I thought Jedis were all about feelings and shit like that or whatever. And I can feel this evil motherfucker right next to me. So, I mean, that's the... where's that book at? The Secret of How Palpatine Tricked These Motherfuckers.
I want that story.
Yeah, where's that middle story right there or whatever? Like, I want to hear him just in the background, like, just on intercoms in his little chancellor office going like, "What's Martha?" And then Yoda walks in. Oh, Master Yoda, how's it going? And then Yoda leaves and he's like, "What a fool." They don't suspect a thing. So remember he's telling that story of that one Sith Lord who was so powerful he could defeat death.
Darth Plagueis, I think it was.
Darth Plagueis.
Yeah.
Well, that's where this book starts off. But he's not talking about Darth Plagueis. He's talking about Darth Pettius.
Yes.
And it's Palpatine's voice narrating it.
Nice.
As he tells whatever the fuck that kid that was sitting by him that people call Vader, which is hilarious if you ask me. Vader's the greatest character ever, huh? Oof.
I won't rethink that one.
Yeah, sure fucked that up, didn't they? That wasn't Vader, that was Anakin. Oh, he was Vader in that movie. Where's Padme?
No.
I love how he's so powerful, yet he couldn't predict he was the one that killed her.
Yeah.
It's like, why would he be able to cheat death if he can't even predict that shit? It's like, this motherfucker having dreams of the future, but he can't get that one exclusive detail. It's like, this is what happens and why it happens, whatever. Wow, talking about some fucking convenient ass plot right there. This motherfucker. I keep having the same dream over. And yet I can't get nothing after or before. So he's telling that story of Darth Pettius instead, or whatever. He's like, he was the first ruler of the Sith Empire, but he went on his own and told astray. Why am I talking in that voice? I'm getting you in character. That's why, baby. You gotta read it. So he's telling that story of Darth Pettius. And it opens up with me finding the Petty Saber. It's black, just like in Force Unleashed. It's like in Force Unleashed, whatever. It's black. And that power that weapon has, the only kyber crystal of its kind. By the way, I tend on pissing a lot of Star Wars P fans off. You should see Art of Lunatic as he hears me read this shit. He's just like, you are going to piss some people. I was like, I love it.
Oh, God, yes. That's just what they need to be pissed off even more already.
I love it, though, Cody.
Because they get mad.
Oh, man, I can't wait. Get madder. Kyber crystals and all that is talked about. So I found the black lightsaber, the petty saber, as I call it, or whatever. And it leads me to the ultimateness of how to be petty. I get my young Padawan, my apprentice in training, whatever. My guards, you or that, whatever. People don't know, though. You think you just like, you know, my guard as, like, mm-hmm. you know, the get me into the chancellor's office.
Yeah, that but random blue fuck.
Yeah. But deep down, you're a dark Sith Lord as well, whatever, yep. and stuff. And then our lunatic's in there as well. He's Darth Triflin. Yeah. He's my young apprentice. I tell him to go to the Boostafar system. Slaughter all of them. He's like, why would you do such a thing? Whatever. It's because we're petty. Yes, I want them all dead just because I'm petty like that. And Anakin, when we go back into present day, he's like, why would Darth Petty do such a thing, whatever? What was the purpose of his game?
So I like how it takes place within the Star Wars canon.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
I like that.
It does, yes. It's in between 3 and 4.
Nice. So explore territory. Yes. Well, yes, Rogue yes. One. Yes, kind of. But yeah, yes. other than that, yeah.
It's definitely in the Star Wars universe.
Nice.
I guess you can consider it a parody, but better than Spaceballs because that movie sucked that ass.
You did suck, yes.
You've watched it, huh?
Watched clips.
It's fucking terrible, isn't it?
What I've seen, I was like,
people think it's the best parody movie of all time.
It's one of those old hipster sort of comedy.
It is, man. Fucking like, terrible. It's awful. Yeah. It's not even funny. Like Lord Helmet, they like people think that name is funny as fuck. I'm just like, what's so goddamn funny about
dude,
it?
Dude, a big ass Darth Vader helmet. Ha ha ha.
That's not funny.
Hilarious, right?
I'm not laughing. Like not at all. Whatever. It's just ridiculous as fuck, to be honest. But people love it. They thought, oh, it's great. Whatever. Mine's gonna be funnier and better and more entertaining. Mm-hmm. And it's going to piss some people off, but
it actually takes place within canon. That's different.
Yeah. It's going to take place in canon. It's going to be sitting right next to a Star Wars book when we hit bookshelves, whatever. So, yeah, it's going to be great. So, yeah, that's how the book opens up, with Palpatine telling the story of Darth Pettius to Anakin and how powerful this Sith Lord was, whatever, and how he got his power. It's not because he was trying to obtain great power or nothing. He was just fucking petty as hell. He just couldn't stand to see anybody with more than him. When he saw that they were finishing that Death Star up, whatever, it wasn't Luke that blew that up. It was Darth Pettius. He blew it up, whatever.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This gets deep into this.
Too much, man.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. And that's just the first few chapters.
Shit.
This is episode one of that story.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm even copying it. Wait till episode 2, Attack of the Petty. Fuck them clones. Attack of the Petty, whatever. Yeah. So to episode 1, the Phantom Petty. Yeah. And then episode 2,
Attack of the Petty.
Attack of the Petty, whatever. And then, you know, Revenge of the Petty. Yeah, it's coming soon. I've already got these lined out. They're written on that board up there. Little notes and everything. So I got 3 books I want to work on right there. It's going to be fun.
Nice.
It's going to be all kind of creatures and designs and stuff like that. It's going to be much better than Star Wars, actually. It's actually going to travel to different worlds and shit like that, you know.
Disney Plus, better look out.
Yeah, Jar Jar's in there, too.
Oh, he has to be in there.
Yeah. He automatically gets murdered, by the way. Yeah. And first, I kept him alive for a little bit because I thought it would just be, like, unpetty of me to kill him because that's what everybody wanted. But then I just couldn't stand his ass no more. So as we were sitting in this ride or whatever, I just pulled out a saber and just stabbed him right in the fucking head or whatever and shit. And, like, it's very graphic, too, because the saber, you see the outside of the ride, and it hits his head and just attaches his head to the fucking glass or whatever. So I Mad Maxed his ass. And I develop a relationship with the head of Jar Jar.
Okay.
Yeah, I talk to it now, too. I'm like, what's his name? Tom Hanks and Castaway or whatever and shit.
Like Kratos and God of War, you chop the motherfucker's head off, he's carrying that shit around.
I do. I carry it on my ride. Nice. Yeah. Instead of an R2-D2, it's a Jar Jar head.
Very nice.
Yeah, it doesn't do shit, neither. Yeah, I always yell at him and stuff like that.
Tongue hanging out and shit.
And whatever, and be like... And every now and then when I need motivation or whatever, I just look at it and go like, stop laughing at me. stop it, and whatever. And then you see like a bunch of holes in it because I kept stabbing it every time I get pissed or whatever, something like that. And every now and then I gotta go kill a youngling or whatever and stuff like that, but that's fine. That's typical Star Wars stuff right there. You know.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, I was the one that saved Palpatine.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's how he survived.
Yeah. That's how he survived. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm already spoiling way too much now, man.
Told a lot.
Man, I'm giving
away. Same for the books.
Yeah, yeah, I'm giving away a lot. I'm gonna do the, we're going to do the audio version of that on here, too.
Nice.
Yeah, Cody's going to sit back. He's going to drink or whatever and stuff, and he's going to listen to me, and we're going to read chapters off whatever and stuff.
Love it.
We're going to go back and forth. There's going to be like bonus content, whatever. You can listen to us read chapters of the book, whatever. Actually, probably Cody should read it. So we can be paused and like, wait, what the fuck did I say? Sodomized, baby. As he sodomized Jar Jar Binks' hit. Keep reading, Cody. Yes. You find something wrong with that? Yes. Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of familiar faces, a lot of C's. Stewart's in there. He should be. No, I'm just fucking with you. He's going to be Cody's little errand boy.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Master Cody, I bring it to you, whatever. Yes, yes, go away, boy. Yes, go. Yes, yes. Master Cody, go ahead and knock this off.
Ooh.
Man.
Nike. Sorry, Nike. Nika. Takashiro.
Started thinking about the Jesus. Yeah. He's like, oh, Jesus. He's pulling Alina. He's just slipping now. Get him on the wrap, JP. Get him on the wrap. He's slipping now.
Muzzle that man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Only one that's going to be saying that is me. Okay. That's some petty shit right there. You can't use that word, Cody.
I can say it.
I can say it, though. Shit. Say it whenever I feel like it, whatever. Yeah, behind the scenes, people, I tell Cody, Cody, can you not say that word, dude? Come on now. Just don't do that. Yeah.
There's a certain list of words that I can't say. I can't say.
Then, like, 5 minutes later, that's when I, like, slip in and go, like, all right, now, Nick. Let's get to work here. Hmm. Let's move on to Nika from the barrel now.
The barrel.
Let's talk about that barrel right there. You know, there's a story behind why it's in that barrel, too. Or that little size right there.
Okay.
Is, I might be fucking this whole story up, too. And I learned this in Japan when I was out there. They stuck in this little barrel. Well, I keep saying barrel. This little glass container right here is because they wanted to grab all the essence of this barrel that they got it from for this whiskey. And get you the full taste of all experience. That 53% of alcohol that's in that bad boy right there.
So it's as if you're drinking straight from the barrel.
Exactly. And it came from like this little black stone as well too. I think there was something about a little black stone. I might be fucking that part. That's the part I know I'm fucking up for that. It's a little black stone that they got. And that's where most of this the potentness of it comes from right there. Okay. And they wanted you, like you said, drink it like you taste it from the barrel. I prefer these sizes over the full big sizes that the American version released or whatever. But the price on that, by the way, the Takasasura one, you could get that for like $75 or whatever per se. The from the barrel, it used to be $65. I got that one in Japan. I think I paid $40 for it. That motherfucker's $100 now.
Sheesh.
Yeah, a little harsh.
Damn.
Actually, not even a little harsh. That's a lot harsh, actually.
Well, that's an upcharge.
Yeah, yeah. You know America. We got to fuck you over somehow, whatever. Yeah, hey, hey.
What you do?
You like our little barrel, huh? Bend over then real quick. I'm going to fuck you with it. Yeah, oh, yeah. You're definitely going to get fucked here. So, I'm assuming so far you like this one over the coffee grain, right?
Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice build-up, though, to it.
Very
right?
Nice build-up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess I picked these in order correctly then, whatever.
Say so.
Coffee grain, talking to Sora, now from the barrel here, because this one's going to pack the kick that we so surely as I shut them fucking kids up.
That was at a convenient time. We were trying to get to a point. That's when they start yelling and shit.
Oh, before you got here, they were doing that's why that window closed. They were just yelling. I just looked at them. I had the blinds open. I was just staring from afar. They were like, look, somebody looking. And I just slowly like closed.
Memes. Soon.
Yeah, it's gonna be soon, all right? Yeah, I'm soon haunt your little asses, whatever shit. I mean, shit like that makes you really not want to have kids.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
As if we need more motivation to not fucking have them.
You know, well, Cody knows I'm 31 now, and people, that's the question you get now when you're in your 30s.
Oh, yeah.
When you're going to have a kid or something like that, and you're just like, oh, God, is that like a requirement now?
Is that a requirement? Is there an age limit on this thing?
Okay. Yeah, like, oh, okay. Well, hopefully I get to the age where they're no longer available for me to have. So.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. All right. So, like I said, we're doing it from the barrel now because, shit, everything tastes better from the barrel.
Goddamn right.
So, here we go. Yeah, well, you're not going to get
mild.
Yeah, very mild.
Very mild.
I've had this thing aired out for a while now. So
not getting much at all, to be honest with you.
No. On the nose, definitely you're not going to be smelling nothing at all, to be honest. Except for the mildness of the alcohol. Yeah. Hmm. And this is people's favorite Nika, too, for some part, for the most part.
Okay.
I think it got, like, on Master of Malts, 4.8 stars out of 5. That's not bad, you know, 4.8.
51.4%.
I would say this is a good balance, medium punching you.
I can't really get much at all.
Yeah.
I got, like, really...
Very medium.
Man.
Got a good balance. There's oak in it, but it's very mild.
Okay, maybe I get like the faintest hint of like a vanilla sort of thing going on. Like, this is super faint.
Getting that floral.
Yeah,
a little bit. That floral is covering up all that shit right there.
Like I said, it's real diluted.
Gotta pump your shitty ass motorcycle up, I guess. Whatever. Oh. No, cheers now.
Cheers.
All right, take a sip of this. Get all that vanilla and cream.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Pretty good. Oh, yeah. That's really...
Oh, yeah. That finish.
Ooh.
Oh, that finish comes back right there.
Something like a dessert.
Yeah. I was going to say, you get a lot of vanilla caramel.
That's crazy.
You get a lot of vanilla, actually.
It's actually really similar to this. It's kind of like amped up. The take syrup.
I wouldn't be shocked if it came from that same barrel, to be honest.
I'm really similar.
I think on the tip of the tongue, this one beats it, though. The take syrup beats it.
I think...
Back of the tongue, the barrel works
more. I think the finish, it's a better finish.
Yeah, better finish, definitely, whatever.
It's still there. Like, this is like a cloud in my mouth right now.
It's got a nice little linger. I like how it builds up.
I actually really like the finish.
I like how the build up to it, too, whatever, it works out. Like, it hits... What's that part of your back of your tongue, and it rolls up to the nose buds or whatever and stuff?
Sinus.
Yeah, it gets all up in that part right there, and then it just lingers. Mm-hmm. I like that.
It's just there. It ain't going away, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
It's long.
Yeah.
It's got that long sense of alcohol taste on it as well. Oh, let's see what that second sip looks like. Definitely more of a kick on that second sip.
Yep, I agree.
Mm. Still the same notes. Still the same finish notes there or whatever. It's just even longer now. Mm. A little oaky. A little oakness in there. A
little bit.
It's a certain spice on that too, whatever. It's mild in the background. And I can't put my nose or my taste buds on what that spice might be too. Oh, my bad.
There you go.
Hmm.
Ah, yeah, I'm trying to nail it.
I'll go ahead and get that third sip out the way.
Yeah.
Third sip and finish. Hmm. Oh. Like always here in the last drop, third sip is the best sip. Well, that caught me off guard. Oh. Woo. Man, that just hits all up in your taste bud area there. Mmm.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You're getting the full brew of that 53% now.
The last sip, you get...
106 proof right there, baby.
Oh, yeah. I like
actually, was that 120 proof?
That's what 51.4 is.
51.4? Okay, then you get that 106 then.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that third sip, definitely.
That's a nice punch. It's not, like, crazy, but it's
nice. All over now.
Yeah.
Before, it was, like, just hitting that one specific point.
It was more delicate.
Mm-hmm. Now,
it's
all in your gums and shit now, whatever, and stuff. It's right under the tip of the tongue. Mm-hmm. It's under everywhere now. Oh, man. Mm. Oh, that's...
That was funny. On the first sip, I wasn't sure if I was gonna probably put it over the take syrup.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I still like the take syrup the best.
I think the take syrup, because I do like that one best.
Yeah.
That's my favorite one. I like it over the barrel as well too. Yeah.
That's my favorite.
There's something about the syrup one where it's playing that shitty ass bike. it's something about the syrup one where I think it has the best of both worlds on the other Nika bottles or whatever. It's not too strong as the, not that the barrel is too strong or anything like that, but it doesn't have like the potentness of it or whatever. But it also has the features of it as well too.
If this one maintained the first sip,
that
profile,
yeah,
flavor, tongue, finish, and all that, that probably would have been my favorite.
Yeah,
but it didn't hold up.
The Sora one has more consistency.
Yeah.
The consistency on that one or whatever is... Contingency right there. Sound like Nick Cannon and shit now. That punk ass motherfucker. The consistency of this one just went. Yeah. Why does it look like it's fucking 6 o'clock? Yeah, or something? I don't know. So what time is it? Yeah, like what's going on right now? Like shit. Like usually we were always recording around this time. Usually it's like bright as fuck up here. We hot and sweating and shit. Whatever. But it looked like you're about to. I could barely see the sun gleaming on that part right there. I didn't look around for a moment. I was like, you look kind of dark right there, by the way. Like, what the hell going on right now? But I know, this was my favorite one right here, without a doubt. I like the Nika from the Barrel one that I would, I think like if I was, I think the way we did it is perfect.
I think
especially
so.
For a beginner.
I agree with that.
For a beginner here, because I think I'm willing to bet a beginner would pick this Barrel one. They'd be like, oh, it has the more alcohol, so the better one, whatever. Which more alcohol and equal better taste, whatever and stuff. Because this one it clearly has more flavors to it, whatever. Sometimes when you have more alcohol, it doesn't balance out well with the flavors of it, whatever. So that's why, like you said, with the Duncan Taylor whatever, all the flavors and stuff it's all about the originality of it and how you mix well together. And I think the Takano Suro one mixes as well. That's why that 17 to 21 year old is. Beautiful, but the prices on that is mind blowing on the dick sucking there or whatever. But these are the introductory to Nika bottles right here, and the Nas bottles itself here.
Not bad.
We've been going for about an hour and 10 minutes or whatever. We're having a good time right now.
We are
having a good time. What do you think we should do right now? You think we should wrap things up? You think we should pour another sip here and keep talking? What are you thinking here, Cody?
I can go for another sip.
You can go for another sip?
I can go for another sip.
Man, I sure can say that too. You speaking my fucking language now. That's a crazy concept right there, Cody. That you
want to drink more?
You want to drink more? That's crazy right there to me. I never heard no bullshit like that before in my goddamn life. In the history of bullshitism, I've never heard no stuff like that, okay? And I've heard a lot of bullshit in my life, whatever, and stuff.
Why have we?
Oh, shit. It was last 5 years, especially. But I heard a lot of bullshit in my lifetime. Whatever, but yeah, so I think we picked the chosen winners here. But if this is gonna be a Nika show, we might as well go ahead and put some more Nika bottles out here, then whatever. Why not, then, right? So let's go ahead and dip into the back of right here,
back end.
And let's go ahead and let's go more Nika.
Oh, what's this right here?
Yeah, let's get some more Nika bottles out here.
Okay.
Then,
let's get a little shot again right here.
Yeah. Just got a little bit. What's my old terminology here? Just got phenomenal. I never said it like that ever in my life. Never in my life. So, we got the Nika Yochi.
Yochi, okay.
And we got this is the Mia Gikio. Yeah.
People, these have not been open yet.
No, I have like three of these though. Okay. I just bought back two more when I was in Japan. So
very nice.
Yeah, so I love these bottle designs. First of all, they have American versions of these now. They're like $80 if you can find them, whatever. And I think the American bottles are like shit, to be honest, whatever. Like, let me see if I can find.
Yeah, I want to see a little comparison since Mad Dog.
Let me. Yeah, I mean it's a fine, but no. Let me just type in Nika Yochi. Okay, so the American bottle looks like that.
Oh, it don't look that bad.
No.
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
It looks shit like this one, though. This one right here. This is dope right there. Look at that. That's beautiful.
It is. I like
got the Mount Fuji in the background and stuff like that. I mean, come on, this bottle ain't got none of that shit on there. It's like, come on, man.
I like the simplicity of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually looks like a papyrus or whatever they wrote it on.
Oh, yeah.
The Japanese characters.
Oh, look at that. He's even got the old Nika distillery in the back on this one, too. Then it's pointed out on the map as well right there where that distillery's at. Come on,
very
man.
Very nice.
You just can't pass these up right here. So what we got here is we got some more Nas bottles from Nika. If you're just tuning in, which I don't know why you would fast forward to an hour and 13 minutes later in. But
weird.
But yeah, but each his own in a podcast, I guess, here. But Nas means non-age statement. So I just pulled out the Nika Yochi. Which these are based off of those bottles, the Takano Suro brand, because they all run with Mr. Takano Suro himself.
Oh, nice.
Heavenly. They call him the father of Japanese whiskey.
Okay.
Yeah, so he was the original Japanese whiskey. That's
saying big things right there.
He was the first distiller of
the man.
Japan. He is the man. That's right, Mr. Masatuka? I'm fucking that name. All up. Masataka. Yeah, there you go. Somewhere around there. Takasura. There we go. Nice. So, let's go ahead and now most people think say that the Yochi, they like this one over this one more.
Okay, well, find out for ourselves.
See, my thing is why I don't care for the American ones that much or whatever. I don't even have the American bottles is because America likes to water down this shit just a little bit. And I'm not about that life.
Who wants watered down whiskey?
Hey, man, come on. Look at the caps, dude. Come on, yeah. Baby. Come on. It's just no, better.
You're right.
Yeah. So let me just, come on, dude. Come on. So, ooh. Yep. Throw that little right there. And, ooh, nice and sealed.
Simplicity.
Ooh, so we're going to go ahead and, go ahead and get a whiff of that one right there. Get a whiff of that Yochi.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, a little bit different right there, huh?
Very different, actually.
All right, so.
Interesting.
Lick that bottle.
Goddamn kids, man.
Goddamn kids play too fucking much. Go inside and play video games. Shit. Jesus Christ. Play a fucking video game for crying out loud. God damn. So yeah, like I said, I brought these bottles back from Japan. The first time I got introduced to these bottles, I bought them from a buddy of mine. And he was telling me, he's like, yeah, I got these bottles. I call him the Yoda of whiskey because that motherfucker has everything per se. He's like a walking bar himself. And he don't just have anything. He has everything, whatever, of all them rare unicorns. And then when he gave me those and I went to Japan, I was like, oh, I found some more of those. I got to buy them back. Japan, you can get these bottles for, back when I got them, like $50. Dirt cheap. Bottles in America out here are like 90 plus. Yeah, so.
Of course.
But then again, another reason why I like these over the American bottles too is 500 milliliters just beats the 7/5. I mean, look how cute that little bottle looks, yeah, or whatever.
Nice little bottle.
It's
compact.
It's just adorable. Yeah, I can put this shit in my pocket right here. Yeah.
Theoretically, you could do that.
Yes. Hell yeah. I can't do that with this big ass motherfucker right here. Nah. Yeah. So that's another ring. Plus the 500 bottles. 500 milliliters are just more rare. So, plus, you know.
I love this aroma right now.
That aroma is just heavenly as hell, whatever.
Shit is smooth. The definition of smooth.
Right now, I would say the winner of the aroma goes to the Yochi.
I agree.
Oh, man.
It's like
plum.
Yeah.
Oh, man. God damn, man. Not the shit on
anything. That's all I'm getting.
All these Nika bottles.
Smells amazing.
Except for the barrel, I think they all just went on nose.
I'm getting these spice notes, really.
No spice notes on me, neither. No. Nothing.
A little tinge of the alcohol. It's mostly just the sting in the
everything nose. But the barrel just wins on the nose for me.
Yeah.
The barrel probably does nothing for me on the nose, just, whatever. There's nothing there. But the rest of these, even the coffee grain, whatever, the nose is just... Shit, I would even say for some of them, the nose is better than the taste, per se, or whatever. There's something heavenly about these noses. Yeah, I'm loving this.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and stop playing around.
Dig in.
Yours look a little darker than mine, too.
Yeah. Or is it just because I'm in the shade more? Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's yours weird. Look darker than mine, yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah. One's piss and the other's not. Yeah. The piss was just floating on top. Yeah, so there we go.
Man. Wow. Oh, that is... Wow.
Wow.
That is stupid smooth. What the fuck?
Is that alcohol?
Holy shit.
Is that even alcohol? What did we just
say? Oh, my God. What did I have just now?
Damn.
That is ridiculous. Oh, shit.
Wow. I can tell you this right now. American one tastes good. Doesn't taste like that.
Shit.
Now that is a smooth.
That's good. Fucking scary.
Yeah, this is a scary drink, actually. Because you'd be like, oh, that's nothing. I can drink the whole bottle. No, you fucking in the hospital.
Literally, I just did that. Go. That's it. That's what I can do with this fucking bottle right now. That's, wow.
Wow.
That's master distillery at work there.
Wow.
That's fucking crazy.
This guy just.
Yochi, holy shit.
Yochi just killed it right now. Just killed the game, baby. Yeah,
fuck.
He just killed it.
Like, it might be in the top five of the year, man. It's up there.
Oh. Speaking of top fives and of beer and whiskey, whatever. You started?
Not yet.
I've kind of looked at it or whatever because I was like, oof, that December's coming up
close. I gotta go back and look. I should be taking notes of this shit, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. I was like, I probably got to go back and listen to every fucking episode now or whatever. I was thinking for the, fuck that. Yeah, this is really fucking good, dude. And
God,
Jesus Christ. Like, if you give this to like an amateur drink or two, they'd be thinking like, man, I can take this.
Man, this is, oh man, beside myself right now because it's fucking good.
Very complex.
Yes.
Complexity on this is really something.
Man. I mean, when it cries, so goddamn good.
Yeah, and not in that Paranormal Activity crying way. No,
like tears of joy.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what that feels like. Yeah.
I've been this goddamn happy in so fucking long, Jesus Christ.
Likewise. I can't remember the last time I smiled.
Like genuine happiness? I never did this shit. This is, wow.
Oh man, sipping more too. The nose starts to come out even more.
Fuck me, dude. Mm.
Okay.
The usual response. That's what was coming.
Oh, I saw a ugly version of you.
The ugly version.
Yeah, he's like taller and like a little bit muscular, but he had like no game and shit like that. It was like I told you, and I was like, look, corny Cody right there. Corny Cody. I was like, look at that guy right there. Man, I was like, look, he got the same head shape and everything, too. Thinks he's cute, whatever. He's got no game, though. He's trying to hit on this girl for the longest, and he was like backing up on me. I just stuck my elbow out, whatever.
Right there, bro.
And then he just turned around. He's like, oh, my bad. I said, nah, you good. Just don't back up on me, bro. I said, just don't back up on me, whatever. I don't think she's interested, but just don't back up on me, whatever. And I love it, too, because the security guard came right next to me and was just like, this nigga, just. He just said he got no game at all, whatever. I was like, I know. He looks like my friend, though. So I kind of have to, like, somewhat respect him. Whatever. But he's, like, uglier.
That's funny.
Yeah, he, like, has, like, no, like, features, really. It's just, like, if God was making your face and he just took the clay and just threw that shit against the wall and said, I'll get back to it.
And take time with it.
He forgot about it. He just said, I got the jawline going or whatever and stuff. You know, got the chin and the cheekbone structure. I'll get back to that later now. Let me go work on this thing called Jermaine. And then they forgot, and next you know, the angels ran that thing down to the dispensary or whatever, and out came that person.
Ah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's funny.
That's how humans are created. Clay-Doh.
There you go.
And dispensary. Third sip right here. Let me go ahead and down. That's dangerous. I shouldn't have did that. That is too fucking delicious. Man. Beside myself on that one right there.
That's ridiculous.
You know, I think, I hate to say this, I actually like the barrel. I mean, I don't want to talk shit about the barrels, but everything here has just been like heavenly. Not that the barrel isn't. The barrel's just stronger in the proof or whatever in Overrun, which that's like early days of drinking for me.
I just think the barrel is just more refined.
Yeah, like it's just that's old early days of us drinking whatever. I don't really care about the strength of the proof or nothing like that no more, whatever and stuff. But all of these have just been heavenly tasting on. It's a perfect introductory into Japanese whiskey if you really want to dip your nose into it and not spend too much money. Now these two you ain't gonna fucking find, first of all. And if you do find them, then good luck to you. That'd be like $90 or at the most, whatever. This one you'll definitely be able to find, and this one you ain't gonna find it at a local liquor store, but yeah, you'll get lucky. This one you're probably just not gonna find at all, whatever. But I think these are four or five per se, five perfect little barrels to drink off right here to get your nose dipped into Japanese and Nika, if you will. Sound like I said the N-word actually right there. Because the thing about Suntory is you just can't find none of the fucking bottles. Now, you can find it at Big E Harmony, but I would not recommend that being a starting point for any fucking bottle.
Probably not.
If you had that as a starting point and you told me you don't like Japanese whiskey, I'd be like, oh, that's your reason why. So,
yeah, you fucked up.
Yeah.
Put that on the whiskey.
Yeah. So now let's go ahead and make our way to the Nika Mia here.
Yeah.
I'm just shortening the term right there. Like that. Wow, look at the colors on those. Matching the same damn thing, so. First of all, I just love the texture of the bottle.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's like a papyrus sort of thing going on.
New bottles don't have that, or American bottles don't have that.
That's great.
That's what I love about that as well, too. It's just something unique, different, but it looks very simple, simplistic, if you will. Let me try this glass now. Water this out for me. We're going to water our glass out. We're going to wrap things up here, people. Okay. people probably like, oh man, y'all didn't have five bottles, you're probably buzzed. And that's the best part about Nika. Not buzz at all.
Not even close to buzz.
Yeah. It's like a normal day at work.
Yep.
That's what it tastes like to me. Mm-mm-mm. Some Nika just poured in my pants.
Thank you, thank you.
I smell that right away on the fucking jigger. My jigger.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, that's way. This smells.
That's
way
different.
That's way different. I was about to say, man, I smell almonds. Yeah. I was saying, like toasty. Yeah, it like taped me right up in the nose there, right there. I was like, damn, okay.
Like, yeah, like toasted, almonds.
Mm. Toasted nuts. Caramel almonds. Yeah. Oh.
Mm. Maybe pecan, maybe.
You could almost be tricked into thinking it's maple.
Yeah, it's like a walnut-y thing going on.
Yeah. Definitely get the pecan right there. Man, the smell of these have just been perfect, per dynamite. Se. Wednesday night dynamite. Or in our case, Monday night dynamite. So people, we're wrapping things up here. Been going for an hour and 25 minutes. That's a good time point right there.
That's good.
Yeah, we were going to go for an hour, but I said we're having too much of a good time. Let's go ahead and pour a drink, whatever. And plus, I'm early for my destination after here, so that's perfectly fine. Sipping on this. Go ahead and drink on this now.
Cheers.
Totally different taste from the Yochi. Totally different.
Yet another one. I'm questioning if this is alcohol or not.
It's funny. Wow. Like, they look the same.
Yeah,
like,
but they taste completely different.
They taste complete, and the smell and the taste is completely different. Like if you held these two at gunpoint, and just said, if I just told you, Cody, pick the Yochi one right now. Pick it. You'd be looking at me like, oh shit.
I don't
fucking know. They both look the same. Like even look at the bottom of the bottle. The color still looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
The top of it, still the same.
Yep.
The middle of it. I mean, there's nothing.
Yeah.
I like how it does get lighter at the bottom of the bottle.
Yeah, lighter,
That's dope as fuck, actually. Nothing different on that color.
Like the same.
The only difference is this one's got a cream color label, and that one's got a white one.
Yep.
They got two different names, but the taste on it is, first, the nose is completely different, whatever. And they both run off very smooth and easy to drink. These are dangerous. I could drink these whole bottles in a day. Be sitting there, like I said, at a barbecue, just sitting there watching people grill, watching the football game, you know, watching the Dodgers get their ass whooped again. Shit.
Fucking Dodgers.
Yeah, losing fucking six. Anyway. Yeah, watching that and sitting there and just chilling, didn't realizing that bottle's all the way down here, and you go like,
well, damn.
Well, goddamn, shit. I just got ripped off, I think. I don't know. What the hell? Got any more of that Yochi in there? Maybe. Where was that at now? That was a 500 milliliter. What? I don't even know what that means. Come on now. Just keep pouring. Shit. Don't stop. Just
keep pouring.
Please. Second sip. Wow. It's like the aroma hits your teeth.
Yeah.
like, how's that possible?
Come on. This is stupid. Whiskey can be this fucking good. It's just fucking, come on.
Most people say that the Yochi tastes better. I gotta tell you, for me, I still haven't picked one.
I would agree with Yochi. I think it tastes better, but it's still
two completely top totally of different line. Tastes for me, and I still just can't pick which one. As far as line. Like, you know,
this is, man, these two, fuck yeah.
Shit, you might have a top five, right?
Oh, yes. I got two of my top five right now. Shit.
Yeah, well, good thing Cody didn't cut this off at that hour mark.
I know, right?
He ought to been looking at him like, you sure? You sure?
I knew what I was doing.
Got a little something on my sleeve now. Come on now. So good, though. So good.
That's so relaxing.
It's not a podcasting drink, I can tell you that. Because you just want to sit here and be like, I'm going to close my eyes for a little bit, you know?
Throw some music.
Yeah. Put some synth wave on there real quick.
Chill.
Put a neck massager on. Mm-hmm. Just sit there. Play a game in the background. Unless your team's losing.
Yeah.
You start gritting your teeth. Just be looking like Booker T did when he said the N-word or whatever. Just fucking growling at himself and shit like that. Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you. People wonder why WCW went out of business. First of all, because they didn't have the Rock. But then, Yeah. Mm.
Wow. Oh, Japan.
You know what? Now in the third sip, I think the Yochi is better. On taste wise.
Yeah, Yochi is better. But man, this is fucking... This ain't far off.
Take that. No, I mean, and when I say Yochi is better, it's like by a point.
Yeah.
0.5. 1.5 right there. Maybe 2. It's not far off.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to Nika. It's your birthday month.
It is my birthday month.
Yeah. I remember for my birthday month, we had Suntory.
Yeah.
So I told Cody, I was like, we're going to do Nika for his birthday. Oh, something special. So his birthday month right here for Cody.
And we birthday did the, to me.
Yeah. I think I'm going to title this episode to The Many Faces of Nika.
There you go.
Yeah, because there's a lot of faces here.
A lot of faces here. A lot of different colors here.
Yeah, a lot of different bottling. It's funny because they all look somewhat similar in liquid-wise or whatever, but yet they all taste and smell so differently. Different. Yeah. How would you rank them in order if you had to pick an order?
Yochi, Mia, Takezuro, Coffee, Barrel.
I'm in the same boat with you.
Yeah.
Same boat. I mean, I can't fight against these two. These are my favorites right here. Dude.
How could you?
Yeah. These are just like... I mean, I wouldn't even hate on you if you picked these two in front of you, but no, I'd just be like...
They're all great.
I'd be like...
Even Barrel's good, too.
Barrel's good, too. If trust me, if we didn't have these other ones, you'd be like, the Barrel's great.
Probably.
Amazing, whatever. I think we... Actually, you've had this Barrel before.
Probably right? Did.
Yeah, when we did... we did something. I think it was before we did the last drop, and I gave you some whatever. And he was like,
"Cause I remember that bottle."
He was like, "Really fucking good, whatever." And that was before we comparing it to the rest of the other niggas. He's like, "Well, it's the least." it's like the on the bottom total bill, but this is the one people will go hunting for the most. Obviously, I think the bottle design of it is very unique, though.
It is.
I don't know what it is. I mean, it's simple, though. Like,
yeah, I like it, yeah.
It's simple as hell. I mean, I look at it and just go, like, there's nothing really special about the bottle. It's just, I've never seen another whiskey bottle look like that, to be honest. Like, so, and that's going to wrap it up here today for this week's The Last Drop, people. Wrote. So, yeah. We did Nika here. We talked about, wait a minute. Let's talk about one more thing before we go. Glenlivet. They're dropping capsules.
I was like, what sorcery is this?
I don't even understand this.
I was like, what the fuck?
I must have watched this video like 20 times.
Yeah, I was like,
I love it too because the video looks like a Planned Parenthood. It's like, the women taking them pills. Yeah. Like, this is like, oh Jesus. Man, I'm thinking in my head, it's like, what is the future of drinking gonna be like now at bars? You'd be like, yeah, let me get a Nika, Glenlivet, and Four Roses. Capsules are fine, whatever. Capsules are fine, whatever. And then they pull you like this tray instead of the glasses.
Yeah,
it's the fucking capsules, or whatever. You look at it and go like, I'll try that one for. Ooh, I really want to get my hands on those capsules. I don't know if they're releasing that States or just over in... I swear to God, if that shit's released in Scotland first when these tariffs...
Yeah, wouldn't that be a...
I swear to fucking God.
You can pay for shipping and on top of all that, too.
You're going to see me protesting next one. Get this motherfucker out the office now, whatever, okay? Take my fucking tariff off. But that is like... That's some futuristic
shit.
That right there. Like, imagine, like, you know, you doing a tasting of capsules. Like, how does it... Like, I'm more curious, because we only saw the video. They didn't really give too much of an explanation on how it works, nothing like that, which I'm sure they will when they release it and stuff. No bullshit. That trailer did look like a fucking, like, birth control, Planned Parenthood type shit or whatever. And these capsules, they look like gels, kind of, almost like Tide Pods.
They're the exact same shape as Tide Pods,
They probably got the idea, it's like, kids eating Tide Pods, huh? Let's put some liquor in there, whatever, and make it there. So I wonder, do you like those old ice cream things you freeze, like a slurshy, and you slurp it out of the bag, or do you just put the whole thing in your mouth, whatever?
I think you just put it in your mouth.
In the video, it's putting it in their mouth, and it just pops. What is the potency of alcohol on that? I have so many questions now. I just want to try the damn thing now, whatever. So, Glenlivet, you just, like, got some, like, major applauses in the whiskey community and alcohol and drinking, period, or whatever, because that is, like, a new evolution of thing. Watch that shit dies in a year. nobody buys it at all, whatever and stuff. Just doing a tasting of capsules.
Yeah.
Man, that'd be fucking great. Because, like, you know, most people do, like, oh, let me get a 1 ounce, and they spend, like, $30 on that 1 ounce. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, damn, that was a lot of fucking money for that 1 ounce. I don't even like it, neither. It's like, you do capsules, and they're, like, at good prices, too. They're like, oh, it's the new form of tasting.
Yeah. Imagine this, doing that all capsule show. That's the future.
Oh, also no more glasses. Yeah. Because that's the hashtag they're using, too. No more glasses. It's just like, well, damn. Everything is finger food now. Huh? Imagine you get your dinner and stuff like that. Oh, sorry, my scotch. You forgot it. Oh, I'm sorry. Here you go. And he just lays it on the table. Oh, thank you, whatever. And your date's like,
it'll never replace, you know, pouring a glass, you know.
No.
But it's a cool alternative, though.
It's like what VR is for gaming.
Exactly.
I'll never fucking replace my fucking controller with that shit. I don't even want the shit, to be honest, whatever. So, but it's nice to be there.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. And I'm sure the same thing will be with these capsules. Yeah. I'll probably have like a fucking pill collection of them. Yeah. Like, these are great to sneak in. Shit. Put them in like a...
alcoholic's wet thing right there.
Put them in like one of your prescription pills, bottles, whatever. And be like, they check you and shit. Be like, hey, these are my prescriptions, dog. Yeah. Shit, whatever, okay? You going and you pop these motherfuckers like fucking hard rocks and shit.
It smell like a distillery and shit.
Oh, that's another thing. I like wonder how much is one, like when that shit bursts into your mouth, how much of that scent is going to be on you? Like, in a fucking... Is that shit gonna be smoky and peaty?
Yes.
Oh my god. Like, cause I did a scotch tasting, and they had like little peat seeds there, right? I popped one of them seeds in my mouth. It was like drinking a whole bottle of four. Mm-hmm. I was like, holy shit, that thing was peaty. I was like, god damn, that one little seed, is that peaty or whatever shit? So imagine popping one of those capsules and that shit just explodes in your fucking mouth like a Gushers or something like that or whatever. And you're like, I better not open my mouth, everybody. Like, I smell, can you imagine you pop a capsule like in a movie theater or something and somebody go, somebody drinking in here? Like, god, that dude next to me smells like a fucking bar or whatever. What a crazy concept. What a great idea. I never would have thought of something myself like that. And for Glenlivet to be the first to come up, that's fucking shocking yourself. Not that I have a problem with Glenlivet. They make fine, okay scotch or whatever. Nothing I'm rushing out to go get or anything like that. Hell, I have a 12-year-old and I think it's a 15-year-old. I hate 15-year-old. 12-year-old and 15-year-old right there. But, yep. For them to do that, that's like, wow, that's kind of new for you guys, but they're trying to be innovative. Yeah. And what's wrong with being innovative in the alcohol community? We can use more innovation.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, just more ideas, you know? Like you said, it's never going to replace pouring. No. As it shouldn't.
Yeah.
But we should have variety.
Yes, there you go.
Should have variety. And if I feel like being like at a kid's amusement park or whatever and stuff, because I gotta help a friend watch some bratty little bastards, I should be able to dig in my pocket, whatever. Yeah, exactly. Pop a capsule.
For emergency uses.
Yeah, shit.
like Disneyland some shit.
Imagine you had that shit in your medicine cabinet or whatever, and you'd be like, you need to go in my medicine cabinet and get it, whatever. You pop the wrong pill and be like, damn, why do I feel fucked up right now, whatever.
That
like,
pill tastes good.
Which one did you take, by the way, whatever? The one that said for emergencies only, whatever.
Oh.
Ooh, you might not want to drive. That one capsule carries 53% alcohol in it, and you'd be like, holy shit, there's 110 proof in this one thing?
Yeah. Well, those capsules, that changes the whole tasting thing, game, period.
Oh, yeah.
That's like I do right there. That's all you need.
Yeah. Like
you want to try some shit? Boom.
Why would you need glasses for that, for tasting? Yeah, it's capsules. Easy. Whatever, capsules, yeah. They're simple.
Bingo.
You get everything that you need to get out of it and stuff like that. Perfect now.
Fucking game changer.
You take a capsule and you'd be like, damn, I want to buy the bottle now.
Yeah.
Okay, send me the bottle now for it or whatever. Yeah, give me the capsules or whatever. So hopefully everybody in the community picks up on that. And everyone, whether it's gin, beer, whiskey, whatever it may be, all whiskey companies, not just Glenlivet, all of them pick it up. We can have capsules for all. Mm-hmm. And then we can play games with each other and be like, what capsule do you think that is? Because I don't even know.
Oh, that would be fun. Guess the capsule.
Is that beer or gin? Because they all like bright ass color. Yeah. I was like, I know that ain't a whiskey color. I was like, what is that color?
You get a Jack Daniel honey capsule.
Oh, like what if they sell like packs of capsules and it's a variety pack?
Oh,
so you don't know what you get. Oh,
fuck that.
He just like, oh, this one tastes like shit. This is Crown Royal.
Karaoke capsules. Fuck.
Oh, shit. That actually is a cool idea, a variety pack. Hopefully they tell you what's in that pack on the back of it.
Color by, oh yeah, yeah, it's like a little label on the
back. Yeah. Little label on the back of the bottle or something like that and be like, okay, this container holds this. Because when we saw that video, that shit had green, red, and yellow. Mm-hmm. Ain't no whiskey that color. So clearly this thing is in a little case or something like that. The cover that it's, this little capsule it's in or whatever, mm-hmm. apparently that's the color of it. And it's just like, trying to throw me off, huh? One's got to be a 12, 15, and 21 mm-hmm. year old, I guess, I'm assuming or whatever. So yeah, they're going by color schematics on this shit. But a blind capsule tasting.
That sounds fun. That sounds fun and terrifying at the same
fun
time.
Fun and terrifying at the same time, yes. So, looking forward to when those get released. And they never released date on that video, huh?
No.
Yeah.
Nothing I noticed.
And what I love about it, too, is Twitter just randomly sent me that on a news feed thing. I saw my notifications and they said, the drinking game is about to be changed. I said, oh my God, thank you, Twitter. You're finally listening to me. Finally. You know, sending me some Miley Cyrus shit or something like that. Yeah. They were like,
well, Miley Cyrus fuck? Kissing something.
What? I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't give a shit. If it ain't Demi Lovato's ass cheeks, I don't care about none. That girl got cakes now. Like, I support her now fully. Demi, I never talk shit about you. That was just some grateful moment. Yeah.
It was all me, Demi.
Yeah. I would never do it. What you mean I'm ugly, bitch? I mean, Jesus, Lord have mercy. You're like,
whoa. When this happened?
2% black kicked in, Cody.
Oh, my Lord.
That's it. 2% black. Remember she was claiming that? It holy kicked
shit.
In.
Yeah. She flaunted that shit, too.
Yeah.
What bless, the fuck?
Bless her for flaunting it, because I like flaunting.
That's Demi Lovato?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Shit. All right.
Yeah.
Golly.
Oh, a little nip slip right there. Whatever, you know.
She's eating. Okay. Keep eating, girl.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Shit, yeah. I love what they... you know, I don't know what it is. And it's not just because of that photo. I just think she's just a beautiful woman now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Inside and out.
Yeah. Never called her a druggie or nothing like that or whatever. Yeah. We've never talked shit about her.
Never.
Oh. Never said she should be arrested or anything like that. No. Yeah, I danced to her one time. Yeah. You recorded it. Yeah.
Good thing for Mrs. Lovato.
Yeah, love her so much, whatever. Yeah. Come on to the last drop, Ms. Lovato.
Yeah,
and,
why not? Yeah.
We can talk about... not your music, but we talk
whiskey. You like whiskey, right?
Yeah. You look like you like drinking.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, you look like you're in a 12-step program. Yeah. So yeah, come on.
Oh, there you go. Just fuck that up.
We love you, Demi. As always, people are gonna wrap things up because I didn't dug a hole that I can't get myself out of. So as always, people, like we always say, glasses will never be dry.
Yo, you fucked up.
I know I did. Yeah. Livers will never be the same. Demi, why are you doing this to me?
And glasses will never be dry.
We love you, Demi.